We're continuing Megillat Antiochus, the fourth section. Bezman ha'o amu b'nei Yisrael yishareu bo v'nelech v'nishbot b'me'ara p'nechalel t'yom ha'shabbat. So at that time, Jews said, let's go keep Shabbos in a cave. They shouldn't force us to desecrate Shabbos. V'elshinu aleim lifnei Bagris. And people gave him over. They told Bagris, as Bagris ha'shash lach anishim chamushim. So Bagris the wicked sent people who were armed. They sat at the entrance to the cave and mru aleihem. They said to them, Yehudim, Jews, tzu eleinu, come out to us, ichlu melechmeinu. Why don't you eat our bread? Ushtumi geinenu, drink our wine. Umasenu tiusim. Why don't you behave like us? Be good Greeks. The Jews said to one another, Zochim anachnu, we remember, asher tzivanu Hashem al har Sinai, God commanded us on Mount Sinai, Sheshtemim Tavod Asita Kom Lachtecha, V'yom Shavi Tishbot. 6 days you should work, and on the seventh day you rest. Ata Tov Lanu Asher Namut B'Me'ara, Me'asher Nechalel Et Yom HaShabbat. We're better off dying in this cave than desecrating the day of Shabbos. B'Yotzeka Shelo Yitzu Aleim HaYudim. When the Jews did not come out, Hevi'yotzim Lachim, they brought wet wood, V'yisrifu Al Pi HaMe'ara, V'yamutu Kelef Ish V'Isha. That 1,000 men and women died in that cave.
Did they burn the wet wood?
The smoke. They died from suffocation.
And wet wood doesn't catch.
So obviously they put enough dry wood and wet wood, and the wet grass and wood causes a lot of smoke, yeah.
I thought you were allowed to desecrate the Shabbat in order to save life, so I mean that's great what they did, but they were allowed to break the Shabbat, right?
No, so there's an exception. When it's a time of Shmad, when people's sole intent is to destroy their religion, then we don't give in even on the smallest mitzvah. Then even at the risk of losing one's life, we're supposed to stand up to that risk, and even like they did, be willing to give up their lives, because there's an intent here to break them, to see to it that they stop keeping Torah mitzvot, yeah?
So to jump to another time period, so what they did in the Inquisition, like the Muranos, you know, they went underground being Jewish, that was wrong, they should have died.
So, they should have left.
Oh,
I mean, if that was an option, they probably would have done that, right?
It was an option.
It was an option. They just had to give up their money. They didn't want to give up their money, so they stayed and they went underground. You're right, that once they were there, they weren't supposed to behave like non-Jews. The big question is that over there it was an issue of torture. It wasn't only an issue of life and death. The question is, can a person really stand up to torture? You know, even Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, who are the great people who are willing to give up their lives but not bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol, the Talmud says a line, Il male nagduhu. If they would have beaten them up, if they would have tortured them, then they would have bowed. The Talmud seems to say that a human being can't stand up to torture. The question is he obligated to? So that's a discussion in Halacha. That's not so clear. Meaning in the Inquisition you had situations of torture. It wasn't just situations of life or death. Then Bagris made another ruling that every couple that got married, the first night the girl would have to sleep with him. So the Hasmoneans had a girl. Some Midrashim say it was actually Matityahu's daughter. And they thought they had no choice. They'd give her to Bagris. So then she cried bitterly. She tore her clothes. She said to her father and brothers, how could you do that? To give me to this wicked, uncircumcised one. Why don't you do like your forefathers do? Look at our predecessors. They were so zealous to protect Dina, their sister. The creator of heaven and earth should help you with this. And then, the five sons of Matityahu, the high priest, which were Yochanan and his four brothers, they went out. They led a group of men with guerrilla warfare, and they fought these nations. They killed masses. So at this point, they were victorious. They chased them back to sea. They had faith in Hashem. And next time we're going to see what happens when Bagris returns to Antiochus, and he says, if we're going to take them down, we need much stronger forces, and we'll see the culmination of the wars, Be'ezat Hashem, in the final 3 days.